President Bush began his day meeting with his national security team at the White House before heading to the Oval Office. He also meets with congressional leaders this morning at the White House, and NPR White House reporter Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening at the White House today?
There was plenty of work overnight at the White House. Lights could be seen in virtually all areas of the complex, from the West Wing, even in the residence overnight. The president actually wrapped up his day last night following his nationally telecast and broadcast speech by meeting with his national security team, and he started his day the exact same way this morning. Every morning at the White House, those of us who are over there on normal mornings pile into the press secretary's office, and he reads off the day's schedule, and he always says the president had his routine national security meeting this morning, and you almost don't pay attention to it. Today, that meeting is obviously just anything but routine. But they worked overnight. His staff flags are at half staff at the White House this morning, as they are all over this city. And there is an intense effort underway to gather whatever information they can and sift through it and try to make sense out of it and try to present it to the president in some meaningful fashion.
Congressional leaders have pledged their support for the president, and they will make a very public visit to the White House today.
A very public visit. This will be the first time these congressional leaders have actually seen the president since this all happened yesterday. There was that very symbolic event on the steps of the Capitol yesterday with members of Congress all gathered there talking about the business and the work of government going on and resolving not to let disrupt things. And that, in some ways, is what today's event at the White House is all about. The president will also fill them in on what he knows and where things stand. And they'll talk about the emergency procedures underway still, with the Pentagon still burning and obviously the scene up in New York.
The president spoke several times yesterday. Is he going to speak again today? And what on earth could he say?
We expect to hear from him, perhaps with these congressional leaders. He has to say the same thing he said yesterday and probably keep saying it for some time. He will talk about the emergency efforts and pledge the full support of the U.S. government and the National Guard and whatever up in New York where that devastating scene continues today. That's the practical side of it. But he also has this tremendous job of reassuring the nation. And while everybody was just shocked by this yesterday, there is absolute value in the president standing in the Rose Garden or wherever at the White House, talking about what happened, and he will again voice the administration's resolve to investigate this and to absolutely find out who is responsible and to mete out the appropriate punishment and carry out the appropriate response.
Security is always tight at the White House. Can it get tighter?
I think somehow it has gotten tighter, in some ways visible, in some ways not so visible. But as I drove by there very early this morning on my way here, the streets, most of the streets around the White House were reopened. But Lafayette Park is barricaded and closed off, so no one will be walking through there. And it's certainly going to be a very tense time there still today.
NPR's Don Gagne.